Today, President Biden is meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. Suga is the first foreign leader Biden has invited to the White House. And for more on what's on the agenda for today, let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe. Hi, Aisha.
Hello.
So, Japanese Prime Minister Suga took over from Shinzo Abe last year. What is the goal of today's summit?
The goal is to really show the cooperation between, you know, these two very important allies. Under Abe, Japan really tried to cozy up as much as possible to the former Trump administration. They were successful in some respects, but not in all of them. And obviously, there were trade issues and other things that came up. But really, these two countries have a lot that they have to try to work out when it comes to the region in Asia and what's happening there, whether it's with China or North Korea and other issues.
We are still in a pandemic, though. Why is it crucial that they meet in person? And what are some of the other reasons Biden is prioritizing Japan as the first to meet with?
I think it shows the importance of this alliance, and there is a big focus on China and trying to be somewhat of a counterweight to that, to the power of China. And so this is an administration that wants to try to say that it's looking at its allies. You know, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked about why to do this in person. And basically they're saying they're not doing the dinner, they're not doing other things, they're still going to be socially distanced. But there is a difference in meeting in person versus doing it virtually. There is, there is a precedence or importance placed on, significance placed on being at the White House.
You mentioned also North Korea's nuclear program. How are they going to address that threat?
This is something that has not been resolved for decades, really, and that Japan, the U.S., as well as South Korea have been trying to put pressure on North Korea to get them to get rid of their nuclear weapons program. It has not worked. They have tried sanctions and they've tried, you know, diplomacy during the last administration, trying to meet with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. And so I think that right now the U.S. is trying to come up with a new plan, a new direction. And so part of meeting with the leader of Japan is to help solidify what that plan is going to be when it's announced, probably after Biden meets with the leader of South Korea.
And this stronger stance on China, as you mentioned, I mean, this is something that Biden has signaled is very, very important to him because we know what's happening at this moment. How does he plan to do that? What do you expect we'll hear after this meeting about what they're talking about?
Well, they're supposed to announce this $2 billion effort to develop other 5G networks that will be an alternative to the 5G network developed by Huawei, the Chinese company. Mm-hmm. So that's one big thing that they are planning to announce out of this meeting.
NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe, as always, thank you.
Thank you.